the story of Jesus' controversy with the Sadducees regarding the resurrection is a conflict story. And the telling of the story needs to reflect that. It has the tone of an adversarial debate. The level of conflict that is reflected in this story can be heard in the story of Paul's hearing before the council in Acts 23. And I'd recommend that you look that up and read that. I'll give you a summary of it. Paul was essentially on trial after he'd been arrested in the temple, and his first hearing was that the tribune brought him down to the council to try to find out what the charge was. And so as they were condemning him, and Paul had insulted the high priest, he noticed that some in the council were Sadducees, in other words, were Pharisees, and so he said, "I'm on trial here, I'm a Pharisee, and I'm on trial here because of my hope in the resurrection from the dead," because Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. And so Luke explains, you know, that the Sadducees say there's no resurrection, and there was a big battle, and certain scribes of the Pharisees stood up and contended with the Pharisees, and the dissension became violent. So they were starting to hit each other. Well, that's the degree to which this was a source of major dissension. Anybody who's been involved in a church fight knows what this is about. And either at major church conferences over some issue or another, or in local churches. But the level of conflict that is present rarely leads to people hitting each other, though I've seen that. So this is a level of real conflict. That's what you need to communicate in the telling of this story. Now, in Luke's story, in contrast to Mark's, Jesus doesn't make fun of or denounce the Sadducees as he does there. Jesus' response has the tone of a teacher who is instructing the Sadducees about the character of the resurrection in the age to come and in the interpretation of the Torah. In the second part of his response, he meets them on their own exegetical grounds in his reinterpretation of the story of Moses and God at the burning bush. So when he then interprets the Lord saying, "I'm the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob," as a sign of the resurrection, and that Abraham and Isaac and Jacob had been raised from the dead, this is a radical new exegesis of that story. Well, the sound of the story then is that the Sadducees' question is long and fast. It has a tone of absurdity that reflects their overall attitude. And the contrast between the long description of the case and then the question and the reason for the question, all of them had her as a wife, is a fast slow. Rehearsal of the facts and then a pointed question. The degree of polarization and hostility that leads to violence is probably reflected in the degree of hostility that Sadducees expressed. Jesus is more moderate, and so he then teaches them in a way that is not as confrontational as the confrontation that they initiated. And there is a similar dynamic of tempo in Jesus' two responses. In each instance, there's a long and therefore faster sentence that is first, and the shorter and slower sentence concludes the argument. The last phrase of Jesus' words is the shortest and the most emphatic. He is God, not of the dead, but of the living. For to him, all of them are alive. This is also a clear instance of Luke retelling a story from Mark in a way that is clearer and makes more sense. Luke's Greek is better, the statements are clearer, and Luke has left out the denunciation of the Sadducees as knowing nothing about the scriptures and that they're utterly wrong, as Jesus says in Mark's version. It also reflects a different understanding of the resurrection than in Mark. In Mark, The resurrection is understood as a general resurrection in which everyone will be raised, both the good and the bad. Here it is understood as a special gift reserved for the righteous. There's also a clear statement about the resurrection as a dimension of the new age. And the interpretation of Moses speaking about the resurrection is clearer in that the patriarchs are alive because they are all alive to God. So it doesn't imply that they're up and walking around in Capernaum, but rather that they are alive to God. This story reflects the controversy between Sadducees and Pharisees regarding the hope of resurrection. And to set it in context, the Sadducees were strict constructionists, like the strict constructionists on the Supreme Court. They didn't believe in anything and did not affirm anything that was not in the written Torah, the stories of the five books of the law. Whereas the Sadducees, or the Pharisees, excuse me, accepted as valid the traditions of the oral law, of the interpretations of the Torah that had developed in the oral traditions of the Pharisees. So resurrection was one of those beliefs that developed in the exilic and post-exilic periods, and most Pharisees believed in the hope of the resurrection. But Sadducees did not. They were tough-minded, none of that speculative nonsense. So the Pharisees then were persons with whom Jesus agreed in relation to this central issue. And, of course, this story is an anticipation of Jesus' resurrection. So the original impact of this story was to establish Jesus' authority in the debates with the various sectarian groups who attacked him, and it introduces the theme of the resurrection in its traditional form that would have been understood by anyone in Luke's audience who was sympathetic to Pharisaic beliefs, and it establishes the background for the story of Jesus' resurrection as the initiation of the New Age. So the implication of this story, which in turn prepares the way for the resurrection story, is that with Jesus' resurrection, the New Age has begun. What is exciting, interesting about this story is the conflict. So I would recommend that you tell this with, you know, significant, you know, conflictual energy, and that then will give a context in which the level of conflict can be interpreted, understood, and related then to the kinds of conflicts that are often highly intense in religious communities now over a variety of issues. So have fun telling this story.